We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Introducing former Warriors sideline reporter, Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny, Guru, and Dibs.
For show.
On 95.7, The Game.
Well, I've never seen anything like it. Turns out nothing like that had ever actually happened before. Happy Friday. Steiny and Guru vacationing today. So Dibs holding down the fort with me, Whitey Gleason, and Dibs last night while you were staving off infection, presumably. Giants staving off the Dodgers again in miraculous fashion, concluding one of the most amazing, incredible, unbelievable Giants-Dodgers series we have ever seen. Dibs, is there anything this team cannot do?
Well, why do you know I'm anti-hyperbole in general, but wow, that was an unbelievable series, and you summed it up perfectly, and I'm going to borrow from Buck. No, not Joe Buck, economy of words, but Jack Buck with I don't believe what I just saw. And I believe that was on the Ozzie Smith flukish little dying quail of a line drive home run. Jack Buck, not to be mistaken with go crazy, folks, go crazy. But geez, Whitey, wow. You talk about rescuing victory from the jaws of defeat. So much to get into just in the ninth inning alone. We may have to cancel Damon Ratto and Kolsky. We have so much material today.
Yeah, I think so. We're looking at that. We're examining that. Here's the thing. I said this has never happened before. You had Dodgers trailed in the ninth, scored three to win Tuesday. Then Giants trailed in the ninth, scored three to win Wednesday. Last night, Giants trailed in the ninth, scored four to win. So it's the only MLB series in the modern era to have three games where one team trailed in the ninth and then scored three or more runs to win. Only time that has ever happened. So having seen the Giants do that back-to-back nights against Kenley Jansen and the Dodgers, Dibs, did the Giants go into Dodger Stadium? Did they break the Dodgers closer?
I think they broke their closer. They broke their manager, who I'm being told he has a UCL sprain off the hat throw. So thoughts and prayers to Dave Roberts' right elbow after he hurled his hat, which I love. You hurl the hat, you pick it up, and you put it back on. And that's a classic case where Pinella would have hurled the hat, kicked the hat, burned the hat, buried the hat, then, not the hatchet, the hat, then gone out and argued the call with a first base ump because Dodgers got screwed on that. The old check swing, did he go? Let's look at a guy who's 138 feet away to decide. A guy who has absolutely no idea, do I go thumb or do I go two arms? Well, my shoulder's a little tight right now. I'm going to go two arms because I need to loosen up. What a joke.
Yeah, I will look at that a little more closely coming up here.
You're
what
damn
is
right
a check
we will.
Swing? Well, you know, it's very vague. The rule, it's one of the worst rules in all sports. So we'll look at that. How about this? As you said, so much to break down in the ninth inning. And in no
so
way,
much.
Shape, or form. So much. Woo!
I'm exhausted already.
In no way, shape, or form do I mean this as a slight to Lamont Wade Jr., who's been one of the most, you know, where did he come from? They got him from Minnesota for Sean Anderson. Maybe a bigger steal from Minnesota than the, you know, getting Wiggins from the Timberwolves. But McKinney last night, line drive right field, game's tied, and Kenley Jansen to Lamont Wade Jr. There's a line drive right field. Billy McKinney, the former A's farmhand. I've watched it a million times. That's a catchable ball. And McKinney, who had botched The triple by Yastrzemski, it didn't really hurt them, but he made that terrible throw. And on that base hit to right field, it looked like he just ran up to the ball and then hurled his body in the general direction of the baseball, base hit. The point is that the Dodgers made so many crucial mistakes at the worst possible time, and the Giants took advantage of every single freaking one of them.
Yeah, and let me just be the first to say, Alphonso McKinney greater than Billy McKinney. If we're going to do, I know you have a Mount McKinney more, maybe, ready. Yeah, maybe that was the other guy.
Frankly, it's not ready yet.
Yeah, maybe we'll get Crides to work on it, Mr. Baseball.
Okay,
but yeah, thank you, BPA. You're right, though, Whitey, and that to me was on Dave Roberts because positionally he was playing way too deep. I mean, where are you playing? Warning track? It's Lamont Wade Jr. Respect. All due respect. But, you know, honestly, in that spot, to play defense, we're preventing doubles defense in a 3-3 game. That whole mess was on Dave Roberts. What was Kenley Jensen doing in there in the first place? He's clearly, and I hate to steal from Joe Namath so early, but struggling. He is struggling so bad. You got Joe Kelly. You got Blake Treinen. Here's a memo to Doc Roberts. Why don't you try Treinen? The guy's filthy. He's, hello. He's confident. He's pitching well. Yet, we'll throw out Kenley Jansen. Go get him, KJ.
Yeah.
Please.
Here's another memo to Doc Roberts. And he's a great guy. And he's a former Giant and everything. But if you're going to get thrown out of a game to get your team fired up, you have to do that before they've already essentially lost the game. Right?
True.
Yeah. I mean, the Dodgers have been this whole series. We touched on it yesterday while you were recuperating. The Dodgers have had this attitude in this whole series like, you know what? Whatever. Oh, you're having a nice little year, but we are still the Dodgers. And they almost got away with it. And I have not to go Dave Grohl on you, Dibs, but I got another confession to make.
Nice.
Yeah. Here's my confession. Until that ninth inning last night, to be honest, I thought this is a nice little season, but I don't think these Giants can beat these Dodgers. Until that ninth inning. And then last night, seeing what the Giants did to the Dodgers, breaking their closer, breaking their hearts, and then you look at how many Dodgers right now are not even available to them. The Dodgers are in real trouble, and the Giants have to be... We'll see what happens at the deadline. One of the favorites to actually win the National League West, and it's taken me a while to get there.
And I see you holding your nose on Zoom, and the great audience can't see how hard that was for you to say. But I thought you were going to channel your inner Dave Grohl and say, there goes my hero. Watch him drive in runs, Lamont Wade Jr. Because, you know, through all the turmoil of the Darren Ruff at bat, R-O-U-G-H, if you're a Dodger fan, because that thing was rough. That's strike three. He went. And we can get into check swing gate as we go. But the 2-0 pitch that they called a strike was an absolute joke. That thing was, and get ready, Spadoni, roll tape, two balls outside. Thank you. We'll go ahead and hear that for the rest of my career.
Look forward to that.
I look forward to it.
I got to ask you about the sticky substance on the balls.
God, I miss him. Well, it's funny that Steiny opines from vacation, but Jansen was having trouble with his grip. I got to tell you, maybe it's the humidity, but he was loosey-goosey. He was all over the place, but that whole rough at-bat, and then Wade Jr. comes up. There goes my hero. Watch him swing on one. It's first pitch. He's like, I'm sick of this. I watched that rough at-bat, which was like 17 minutes of controversy. Yeah. There was an ejection. There was arousement. And then Wade, bam, this game's over. I'm sick of this.
Base hit right field. Here comes McKinney playing it like a soccer goalie. I just got to
get away.
Get in the way of that thing. Don't you think on some level Doc Roberts saw what Kapler had done the night before with Rodgers and said, I'm going to do that with Kenley tonight. All right? It's a little rough right now, but that's all right. I'm sticking with him. We are going to get this done. Just what they did with one of their closers last night. We're going to do that tonight. And he just was so late to recognize it. It ain't going to be, Doc. It ain't going to be.
I didn't realize that Kenley's first name was, or middle name rather, was Boo, because the Dodger fans had a real sense for how to greet him with his his maiden name or his middle name. What do you think of that, Whitey? The Dodger fans booing him upon entry. Good God, that's bad form.
It is, but I understand it. To me, it's not just a matter of, hey, he blew the save the night before. He's blown, and I know he's been terrific over the years, but he's blown a lot of high-profile saves for them in big situations. So, yeah, you'd like to hear fans be a little more supportive. But to me, when they boo like that, they're not just booing, boo, you blew the save the night before. They're booing, why this guy? Why do we still have him? They just have no faith. It's almost, Dibs, and I know you and I talked about this earlier, it's almost an Armando Benitez-type phenomenon. A little different because Benitez never did close to what Kenley Jansen's done for the Dodgers. Benitez never did anything for the Giants like that. But it's the same type of phenomenon.
But to have the fan base turning on him before he even throws a pitch to me was particularly stunning. And I understand he blew it last night and he's struggling right now and he's walked more batters per nine than he has at any point in his career. And he's a man who's conflicted. He's in turmoil right now. But as a fan base, isn't it your duty to support, root for the home team? And if they don't win, it's a shame. It's not boo, boo, boo the home team. And let's make sure our closer's in a bad state of mind before he even goes out there. And then when he blows it, we'll boo even more lustily. And I give Kenley credit for the way he took it. He went off the mound. They're booing the crap out of him for the second time, by the way, in the same half inning. Yep. He didn't throw the glove. He didn't go Pascal Perez on the water cooler. He didn't blame anybody. He sat down. Clayton Kershaw gave him a little dab. Pujols sat next to him, the great veteran. And, you know, he stayed there and watched the continuation of the inferno that he started.
So much to talk about, so much to unpack from last night's miraculous Giants win, which concluded a miraculous series win over the Dodgers. Coming up, what is a swing, and was that a swing? And are the Giants shopping for damaged goods? That's coming up here. It's Steiny, Guru, and Dibs. Dibs and Whitey in today on this glorious Friday on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Meister Maximus Whitey Gleason
on 95.7 The Game.
Wade into right field, and it's a base hit! Vossler in, here comes Estrada, he'll score 5-3 Giants!
Night-night.
Unbelievable.
Great to be with you on this wonderful Friday. It's Dan Dibley and me, Whitey Gleason, today. Steiny, Guru, and Dibs with Steiny and Guru vacationing. Hopefully they caught the game last night. The incredible, the latest in the seemingly endless string of incredible Giant victories. Dibs, by my count, that is the second zombie win of the year for the Giants, which I think leads the league and maybe an all-time record. That is a game that you win in which you actually at one point lost the game. Remember, it happened in Anaheim when I think it was Juan Lagares. He's coming home. Here's a throw. He scores.
Right.
And the Angels win. Oh, let's review it. No, he was out. And the Giants go on to win. And it happened last night, right? The play at second with Vossler. Ground ball to short. Taylor. And my goodness. He took a sweet time with that, huh? Here's a throw. Yeah. And he's out. That's the bug. Oh, they're going to review it. He's safe. And the Giants go on to win.
Zombie after further wins. Review, I like that, Kev. That might be your finest hour right there, the zombie win. And, of course, the original zombie win was only a zombie win. And actually, the original zombie win, I was just thinking about it, was Russia over the U.S. 1972 Olympic basketball. Okay. And sure. That was like a triple zombie win.
Yes,
they kept putting time back on the clock for the Ruskies.
We do over. U.S. win. No, we do over. Time out. Yeah, we try again. All right. Yeah.
Excuse me, Vladimir, are you telling me the clock malfunctioned three times?
Yeah, bad clock. It's a not good Russian clock. We fix this time. We get right this time. USSR win. Hey, we're done, everybody.
In the good Das Vidanya, well played. It is Vladimir Gleason and Dan Dibley here on 95.7 The Game. I love the zombie win notion, and we played the Lamont Wade Jr. highlight, but that probably the fifth most important thing in that inning, even though it turned out to be the game-winning hit, which makes that inning, even that half inning, all the more remarkable.
Yes, before we get to Darren Ruff, and was it a swing? Was it not a swing? What is a swing? You were mentioning, you were kind of calling out Dodger fans. And I know you've got some SoCal roots, so for you to do that, it's, you know, significant. On the text line, 888-957-9570, from the 574, Dodgers fan here, we as Dodger fans are absolutely sick of the Dave Roberts, Kenley Jansen bromance. He's a great closer in low-pressure situations, and that's it. Dibs. What do you make of that?
Well, then you need to write a letter to the editor. You need to go on Twitter. You need to call the organization. Stay off of Twitter. You need to call the organization.
Stay off Twitter.
Whatever you need to do, but to vent your frustration for Dave Roberts and his love for Kenley Jansen, to do it in the fashion you did it by booing him onto the field, that only serves to make him feel worse. And at the end of the day, Rod Woodson, hashtag 2012, as we ready for our 10-year anniversary. You remember that, Whitey. But
that's coming up already, 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years in 8 days.
Wow.
In 8 days, it'll be 10 years. And I actually have the video of you and Kreidler welcoming me to the Rise Guys from July 31st. It's one of the more awkward videos of my career. You can only find it on the dark web. But to boo your closer onto the field only serves to make him feel bad about what he's doing. You want him to do well, so when he comes out from the left field bullpen area and you shower him with boos and you expect him to go out there and pitch confidently, it runs anathema to the human experience.
Well, how might this impact the both teams, actually, the Giants and the Dodgers, at the trade deadline? So I got to think, and who cares what the Dodgers are thinking, but one of the reasons Dave Roberts was so determined to make this work and Kinley's going to save this one, because they need him, right? At some point, they need him to be their closer, especially with the issues they're having with their starting rotation. But now, I don't know, if if the Giants went in there and broke their closer, so I don't know, are the Dodgers now perhaps in the running for Kimbrel? Could that at all impact how the Giants approach the deadline?
Well, when you have a broken closer, you either can fix the closer or you put the closer on the curb with a free sign. And I'm not sure where they are with this particular closer. And I recently, my girlfriend
Craigslist,
had a,
maybe?
She had a broken vacuum. And I said, let's put it on the curb with a free sign. And she said, it's broken. It doesn't work. But
right.
If you see a nice, it's a nice vacuum too, I got to tell you. So if you see a vacuum and you know how to fix a vacuum, maybe you could scoop it and fix the vacuum. But instead, the vacuum goes in the trash, which then goes into the garbage truck, and it's on to Cincinnati. So can you fix Kenley Jansen? If you can't, well, you've got Blake Treinen. And by the way, Joe Kelly is pretty filthy in the back end of that pen as well. But knowing the Dodgers like we do, it's always about getting more and getting better. So maybe they become players in the Craig Kimbrel sweepstakes after last night.
Aren't you obligated in that scenario to put a sign on the vacuum that says a broken vacuum for free? Maybe you can fix it. I mean, otherwise, if it's just free vacuum, that's kind of dishonest. But can't you put the sign, hey, broken vacuum, good luck fixing it? Isn't that the play?
Well, then we're talking about me writing an essay. It's five paragraphs with an introduction, three body, and a conclusion. Here's an idea.
Yeah.
If you come upon a seemingly nice-looking vacuum with a free sign on it, you have to assume it's broken. You can't assume it's a badass vacuum. If it's a $200 vacuum and it's on the curb, Kyle, with a free sign, isn't it like implied that something's wrong with it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why it's being given away for free. Same thing on Facebook Marketplace, which is the curbside of the internet.
Well done.
You get 12,000 miles on this 2019 Toyota Corolla needs engine. Like it, and I think that's where you put Kenley Jansen right now. You can put him up there. You throw $20 on him because maybe someone will give you the 20. But if someone says, hey, I'll give you 10, you'll take 10 for him. But you certainly just want him out of the garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've become, as I've gotten a little more old, Dibs, a little older, a big believer in body language. And that poor guy, right? I mean, his body language, even before the save last night had been
blown,
you could just see the way he was moving and the look on it. And he always kind of has that look on his face. It's like, this ain't going to end well.
No, he had sadness written all over his face and then control problems. So if you're really a manager who has control of his clubhouse, when he loads the bases and he's not close to the strike zone, you go to Phil Bickford, first-round pick, fresh and ready in the pen. It's okay. And if Kenley Jansen can't handle that, then you've got deeper issues as far as his real role on the team, because he was clearly, from the outset, struggling. Now, he got some filthy pitches. Yaz chased, strikeout, out number one, and then he gets victimized, and then Once Solano drives that ball almost out of the ballpark with a terrible, terrible cutter, at that point, you got to be thinking about making a change. But Dave Roberts, steadfast, Sorry. Thinking mm-hmm. about, when I get mad, do I throw the hat with my left hand or my right hand?
Well, got if mad you're a Dodger fan, maybe you're thinking, wow, hey, come on, they struck out. Darren Ruff struck out. They struck him out. So the Dodgers won that game, right? Well, did they? I know most people would look at that and say, if I'm umping there, I say, yeah, he swung. But just real quickly here, not to spend too much time on this, Dibs, I know that you have umpired at the highest levels of youth baseball. The Major League Baseball rulebook, what is a swing? Definitions and terms. A strike occurs when the pitch is struck at by the batter and is missed.
Duh.
It does not say how far the bat must go to be called a swing. That's the rule. It's a strike when the pitch is struck at by the batter and is missed. Appeals, this is 8.02C. Appeals on a half swing may be made only on the call of ball, and when asked to appeal, home plate ump must refer to a base umpire for his judgment on the half swing. So that's all it says. Well, what is a half swing? It does not say. The rules do not say. I was just on, Final Word a couple weeks ago. We had Dale Scott, former umpire, on. He said, that is the toughest call. That's like, you know, in basketball, it's charge or block. In baseball, it's half swing, check swing, strike it out. Because the rule doesn't really tell you. So it's really up to the umpire to decide, yeah, it looked like a swing to me.
Right. So there is no rule that definitively determines what a swing is. So in the moment, we then go to a man who is 90, about 135 feet away.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's obviously locked in. And I love refs and umpires. They do a great job. They get more criticism than they deserve. But in this case, we're going to a guy 135 feet away. Imagine in basketball, if one ref just stayed under each basket, and then that referee was charged with calling the block charge at the other end. Imagine in football, if the referee, who is behind the line of scrimmage by about 10 yards, is charged with calling PI 50 yards down the field. I mean, it's a ludicrous notion to think about what we're asking this base ump to do on a check swing call. We've got cameras that are directly overhead the plate. We've got the first base dugout cam. We've got the third base dugout cam. Mm-hmm. We should be able to, and I hate video review, but in these cases, we should at least be able to use technology or put a human being in that spot, which would still be, Kyle, closer than the first or third base ump who's literally 50 yards away.
Yeah, I think if you just put somebody there with a little TV monitor, they can rewind it back real quick, look at it, and give a thumbs up from the dugout, like, yeah, he went, or no, he didn't. The other issue is there's not a, like, specific rule I've ever heard on what constitutes
right.
exactly
what yeah. a swing is. So not only do you have a guy 150 feet away trying to, we're just going to push him farther and farther back as the
He's
show goes
200
on.
200 feet away.
Yeah.
Not only
yeah.
do you guy have a guy sitting at the outfield wall making this call, but yeah. he's also going off this kind of like, interpretation.
Right. Exactly. That's my point. You got a guy who's in line for a hot dog and he's got to make that call, right?
Seriously.
He's in, yeah, waiting for a soda and hot dog. The NCAA, by the way, they have a rule. If the barrel head of the bat crosses the front edge of home plate or the batter's front hip, it's a strike. That's the NCAA rule. In baseball, kind of your call. So Dave Roberts, after the game, he felt strongly that Darren Ruff had swung at the pitch in question.
There's no doubt in my mind that he went and the game should have been over. Eddie's a really good umpire, been around for a long time.
Oh.
But in that spot, two contending teams, you just can't miss that call. That's the game should have been over, and that's just there's no other way to look at it.
From the 813 Dibs, totally agree, Dibs. The home plate ump should have made that call last night. I have to think that, is it Ed Hickox, the first base umpire? I have
Watch
to
your
think
mouth.
That when – yeah. That when Darren Ruff swung, you know, he extends the bat, and then there's that flick where the wrists bend, and he goes way, way out, almost pointing the bat at the pitcher for just a second. I have to think the first base umpire, maybe he didn't see that. Maybe he just saw the check and never saw that lightning quick flick of the wrist. Maybe that's why he said it was no swing. But by rule, you have to say, hey, if he didn't feel he offered at it, then he made the right call. That's the case I'm trying to make, Dibs.
You can make it. You could try to make it. But I'm kind of fixated on the proximity of the man you're asking to make that call. Yeah. And it's honestly, he's 120 feet, so whatever, 40 yards legit. And that is, you know, it doesn't often come down to make or break in the ball game. And last night was one of those cases where it kind of did, because he went. He went, strike three, Dodgers win 3-2, pay the under, by the way, which I was under eight. Sitting pretty.
Sorry,
and it'll be in a push.
Oh, boy.
Parlay lives. The par lives for another day. And lock of the day today at 118 as I regain control of the once bright bit. Although I heard you got a win yesterday, which is
took care
real
of business,
nice.
Yes, in your absence. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it's huge, Whitey. But to me, the problem is not so much last night's call in a vacuum, but the fact that we're asking the call to be made by the first or third base ump. And for the home plate umpire, it's impossible for him to see it. He's tracking a 96-mile-an-hour pitch with movement, and you've got to see first where it goes high to low on a human being who's moving, and then you also have to be able to determine without looking whether or not it crossed a white piece of rubber that is drilled into the ground, and then we're expecting him to also follow the bat. You can't follow the ball coming in and the bat trajectory across the plate, which is why we have appeal.
I know many people, including Spadoni, think that robot umpires are the answer, but I'm not sure a robot umpire would help when it comes to a boop, boop,
yes.
Boop, boop, check, swing.
Well, he wants sensors and bats. So now now it's Top Golf, Spadoni. And,
And the home plate, Dibs, home plate sensors, not the bat. So when the bat goes over the home plate, you'll know. It'll make like a little buzzing noise.
Well, Spadoni, if I may, you need a sensor in the bat to trigger the sensor in the home plate. Unless you have it be a cedar or pine sensitive sensor, it's not going to know where the bat is unless you also have a device in the bat. You do get that, right, Joe? Oh, boy.
888-957-9570 on the text line from the 408. Let's put the rat on the table. Ball three was called a strike, which forced him to swing at ball four. That was just as big a factor in the at-bat. And Dibs from the 707, the seat of all knowledge and wisdom, Seamus and Napa. Giants need to get Kimbrel and Chris Bryant. If not, the Dodgers will, and it'll be 93 and Fred McGriff all over again.
Yeah. Oh, the crime dog. What a nightmare that turned out to be. Giants win 103 and go
and get
nowhere.
Nothing.
Well, maybe on the other side I can give you my counterpoint as we channel our inner Lord as far as a trade deadline counterpoint to the beloved Kimbrel Bryant combo. That's my Bullwinkle. Trying to do you doing Bullwinkle. That's terrible.
I've got two on the Bullwinkle, but four on the Whitey doing Bullwinkle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nothing up my sleeve. Presto. No doubt about it. I got to get a new hat.
Yeah. All righty. Yeah. When those sensors interfere
with... I love your 50-year-old references.
Yes.
What is going on here?
Coming up next.
You take me by the hand and walk me over to
it. I love
it. Do this. And then I do it and you go, ah, old man, boo.
It's just like old times. Up in 10 minutes, he does his Popeye and his Mickey Mouse. But first, there's this.
I have a text of the day nominee. May I?
Ooh,
text of
please.
The day nominee from Oscar 650. Wouldn't those sensors interfere with Altuve's sensors?
That's gonna be neat.
Yes, that is a
great show.
Text of the day nominee. All of a sudden, now it feels like we're in TSA and at the airport. Where I just came back from Palm Springs. I get wanded every single time. I have what they refer to in TSA as a groin anomaly. So. You think it's funny, but it's really not when you try to travel.
No,
so I go through
funny.
The thing where you put your hands above your head, and then it's like, all right, step out, sir. And I step out now, and I get into frisk position
because
I know it's coming, and they point to my my region. And
size matters.
Well, it's unfortunately, it's not size triggered.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's the old
Do you just tell him? Yeah. Dibs, you tell him beforehand. Look, just so you guys know, I do have a groin anomaly. All right. I'll do everything you know, but just so you know, I do have the groin anomaly, right? You let him know ahead of time?
Yes. I don't have like a dagger in my undies or, you know, it's just good old fashioned GA. So when I come out of the magnetizer, I usually just say groin anomaly because there, you know, there's a female and a male there. And, you know, she usually tries to wave me over to the male. It's like, I know how this goes. You don't frisk me. He does. Not that I have a choice. Not that I would choose, but groin anomaly. Let's just get to the touching.
Yeah. What if you told him you had a groin anomaly in Bullwinkle's voice? I don't know. Would that score any points with TSA?
What happens when your unit is defective?
I have a groin anomaly. Rocky? Yeah.
Might be.
Again?
Might be worth a try. Do you think there's anything to be said for, you know, you see the Giants do what they just did. You know, this whole, wow, well, this is it. Everything's going their way. Team of destiny. I mean, I know that's kind of silly talk, but never seen anything like it. As we've said a million times, everybody's, you know, how many times did Kruk and Dave Fleming last night just say, unbelievable. I mean, when those things start to pile up like this, especially in a series of this, what I call magnitude, do you have to, on some level, have to start to say, I guess this is just their a magical year for them?
I think instead of destiny, you look at the why. Why is this happening? And it's because
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Because they're playing for their manager. And even after the victory where, you know, Will Smith comes on and closes it out because he doesn't pitch relievers three straight days. So Will sat, or McGee sat yesterday, rather, and then he came on and closed yesterday. And coming off the field, it's one after the other. High fives, daps, handshakes. And then you see the skipper at the end of it all with an actual smile on his face because he usually plays a little close to the vest. And it's just pure love for each other, for the skipper. So it is destiny, but it's also, you know, manifest destiny. They believe this is the way things are going to go. They play all 27 outs. They're resilient. And when you have that approach, you're able to pull rabbits out of a hat.
Thank you.
They do. They're just so methodical, right? They just come at you, and it's kind of, it's not that they're not emotional. They're just dispassionate. They play hard. And to me, Dibs, I don't know what you thought. I thought the Dodgers in this series just played a little bit, I mentioned this yesterday, with a kind of above the fray approach. Like, you know, we don't have right now, our pitching staff is not in great shape. You're catching us at a good time, but we're really not that concerned about you. And the Giants are just like, we don't care. We're coming for you. And they went in there and they kicked the Dodgers' asses. And I think the Dodgers really, they may have to reassess a few things after that series.
Well, they definitely have to look to play harder. And we talked about the check swing or no check swing, but think about the fielder's choice play that you mentioned earlier about the overturn, how, you know, out at second, game over. Well, not out at second, and it's because, you know, Vossler busted his ass to get there, and Taylor, he fields it deep at short and kind of nonchalantly, this game is over, and then Noisy at second just kind of receives it, doesn't really stride out to get it, and that micro effort Vossler showing max effort, and Taylor and Noisy showing that laissez-faire, as I channel my inner France getting ready for the Olympiad, very laissez-faire. And because one team tried and the other team didn't really try, the inning stays alive. Then the rough walk, then the Wade Jr. first ball swinging, then Bickford in, Jansen boot off the field. Next thing you know, you've taken three of four. And, you know, twice you rescued games from the jaws.
Yeah, you mentioned France. I believe Team USA has France coming up, right, Sunday in the Olympic Open Air. Oh,
yes.
Their Gentil Berets and their French cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. Guru, he's taking the point, le point, the points.
Huh? And, really? Yeah.
Liquidate all assets.
If there was one play from last night that you had to hold up to somebody's like, what's going on? What is this team? What are, who, we're giant. What is this about? There was one play from last night's game that you had to hold up and say, this is an example, the best example of how they're doing it, what they're doing. That would be difficult, of course, because there's a lot of things that happen.
Difficile. Très difficile.
Vossler in that play? Would it be, look, do you see that? They lose that game to Vossler with the secondary lead, and you know that game's over if not for that little extra commitment to taking advantage of every inch the other team gives you.
Yeah, and because my voice is a little gravelly today, I'll channel my inner Pacino and say, we fight for that inch any given Sunday. And that's, thank you, that's what that was last night. That would be the play, because that's a garden variety 6-4 FC game over. Nice try. Don't cry. Hey, at least you almost rallied. You got runners on. But you know what? Darn it. Kenley Jansen's a great closer, and he closed you out. But hey, we got the split, and that's all we needed. No. Instead, Vossler gets a huge jump. He goes max effort, laissez-faire, as we discussed. And, you know, he was safe. It was a blown call, but those are bang-bang. And that's really why you have replay. You go to you shouldn't have to go to New York, but you do. And it was pretty clear that he beat it. But yeah, Whitey, that's the play you would show and say, this is why this team is doing great and has a chance to be special.
Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game. You get a wild pitch, and you get a wild pitch, and you get a wild pitch that's coming up in last night in our league. Also, Dibs, you're going to look at some Giants-Royals trade rumors as well, huh?
I just might.
Fascinating. That'll be sponsored by Outdoor Supply Hardware. It's Dibs and Whitey today on Steiny, Guru, and Dibs. Wonderful Friday. Hope you're having a great day with us on 95.7 The Game.
AJ Ananobi. Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Creepmeister Maximus Whitey Gleason
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Dibs and Whitey today on 95.7 The Game. And I guess at this level, Dibs, you got to take the bad with the good. 888-957-9570 from the 925. Rob's really loving the Ride Guts vibe this morning, fellas. Thank you, Rob. And then from the 831, Whitey is Kenley Jansen level washed. So you see, you get the good, you get the bad, you throw out the high, you throw out the low, and there you are.
Yeah, and I
Whitey, go to hell, man.
Yeah, I don't know if you're quite that washed. And Kenley Jansen, by the way, not washed. He's just in a little bit of a bad spot right now. But
yeah,
you're locked in. You're pitching. Yeah. You're putting up a lot of zeros right now.
Yeah, a little rough patch there. Hey, by the way, you should do this. Download the Odyssey app and discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations available now. It's an app for sports and music fans by sports and music fans. Check out Tailgate Crashers. Crack a cold one. Get game day ready with tunes from all your country faves. The new Odyssey exclusive stations on the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by Macy's and Geico. Right now, Dibs, with your permission, we will continue with Last Night in Our League.
Oh, I love the bit, Whitey. And for more on Last Night in Our League, we're going to bring in the venerable, the rookie of the year, Kyle Madsen, to drive the ship today.
This is great. I love doing this. This is one of my favorite bits. And I'm vamping until my page loads, because
I've been there,
reason,
bro. I've been there.
You know, here we go. All right, hey. It's Last Night in Our League, and we're going to take a look around the wild, wild west. And we're going to start in Chavez Ravine, where Jansen unravels amid controversy as Giants stun Dodgers.
Jansen on 3-2 to Ruff. Did he go around? No, he didn't. checked his swing. First base umpire Ed Hickox allows the run to score. And now Dave Roberts is just apoplectic. He is going to go out and scream as loud as he can at Hickox.
Charlie Steiner incensed on the Dodgers radio network. It had all the makings of a 3-1 Giants loss, but then Kenley Jansen in the ninth inning walked a pair, gave up four hits, and San Francisco put up four runs. Jake McGee slammed the door. Giants win 5-3. They take 3 of 4 from the Dodgers. They're now 3 games up in the division. And guys, they're playing. I mean, they've been playing great baseball all year, but this feels like the start of a little bit of a run.
A run caused by a run that was created by a swing, no swing scenario, which is so great. And Whitey, it had me thinking last night, because that play's not reviewable, we got to see an actual visceral reaction from a manager. Remember the good old days where there'd be a bad call, manager gets pissed, there's an argument, is he going to get thrown out? And then he gets thrown out. That was kind of refreshing to see somebody lose their stuff, so to speak, and then get tossed.
Don't you think, though, Dibs, you could see it with Dave Roberts, and you've made this point. Some managers like Dave Roberts, they're not used to doing that. You know, it used to be that was part of managing. You got to know, you got to have game there when you go out to argue. And Dave Roberts like, hey, stop it. That's not right. I threw my hat. Now what do I pick up my hat? But because it's not as much a part of the game anymore with replay, some managers like Dave Roberts, they don't know how to do it like the greats of the past did.
Yeah, and I thought he shot his wad proverbially way too soon. You know, you got to charge. Think about Tommy Lasorda waddling out.
Whoa, look out. The waddle,
it would take him a good 8 seconds to get out there. Then you unfurl your argument. You don't get mad, throw the hat, and then eventually get there, because now it's like, I you can tell by this, I'm quite upset.
Gosh darn it.
Pretty much. Yes.
Wait, one of the things I'm going to miss is like the old Earl Weaver tapes of him cursing out an umpire, and now we're just going to get like, hey, can we review that? I just want to review that. That's what's going to be on the MLB
films. And it's going to get worse, guys, because when Spadoni gets his wish and you have robot umpires, they're just going to vaporize anyone who argues with him, right? With the laser beam.
Yeah.
Beep! Hey, you son of beep!
we're gonna move on. The Padres facing the Marlins, and the Padres reel in a win over the Marlins.
Blanton has his sign from Austin Nola. Into the delivery. Here's the pitch to the Marlin catcher and a ground ball right to first base. Profar's got it. He brings it himself. And for the second straight day, Mark Melanson works a 1-2-3 inning to pick up a save.
Giants legend Mark Melanson. Fernando Tatis Jr. Yeah, he's having a heck of a year. Fernando Tatis Jr. didn't have a hit, but he did have a stolen base. He becomes the fastest player to get to 50 homers and 50 stolen bases for his career. A's legend Jerickson Profar drove in a pair to help the Dads win 3-2. They keep pace with the Giants in the NL West. And guys, are the Padres actually maybe a little bit bigger threat than the Dodgers right now? They're certainly playing better baseball.
Well, a looming threat, because you still have 10 against the Padres, and I believe you're down to just 6 against Los Dodgers. So to the extent that you still have to handle them, yes. And, you know, that lineup is very vaunted, or as Lo Neal used to say, gaunted. They have a gaunted lineup. And for Tatis Jr. to be the youngest, the fastest to 50-50, he is the National League MVP in weight, Whitey, and he's probably my favorite non-Giant player in baseball.
Yeah, he's so much fun. El Nino, so much fun to watch. There are rumors, and I've tried to confirm them, I can't. Rumors that the Giants plan to sign Lincecum just for a couple of these upcoming Padre games, because they know he's going to be good for at least one no-hitter against the Padres at some point. But I don't know whether that's true. The Padres are a team that figures to make a lot of noise if they can at the deadline. I think I mentioned this yesterday. They got approval from the front office to go well into the luxury tax. So that's what I think makes them that bigger threat than the Dodgers right now, Kyle, is that A.J. Preller, or O.G. Preller, I guess. I'm not sure which way we're going on that.
A.J. Ananobi.
Right. He's shown that he has a knack for making those big, big deals, and the Padres may need such a deal this year because their pitching has not been what they hoped it would be.
Yeah, I think the Padres post-deadline are going to look a lot more threatening than the pre-deadline Padres. Moving on, we're going to head out east where the Red Sox waft...
Three, two, and one.
We're going to head out east where the Red Sox walk off the Yankees in a wild 10th inning.
And that one gets away from Brantley.
Another one gets past Brantley. And the game is tied. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from Brantley. And the runner moves into scoring position. And that one goes all the way to the backstop. Fly ball right field. Allen makes the catch. And the throw home. Not nearly in time as the Red Sox win this one 5-4 in 10 innings.
Yeah, who would have thought that, and thanks to Michael Kay on the Yes Network for that, who would have thought that Kenley Jansen did not have the worst night of any closer in baseball? How about Yankees reliever Brooks Krisky? Four wild pitches.
What's up, guys? Brooksy.
A walk and a sack. Fly plated. Two runs for the Red Sox in the 10th. They beat the Yankees 5-4. Boston now 8-2 against the Bronx Bomber this season. Guys, did Krisky have a quote-unquote better or worse day than Kenley Jansen, Dibs?
Way worse. And Brantley was searching for more eggs than my kid at Easter in 2006, babe. Okay? Because, I mean, being a catcher is hard enough. But when you got to be a catcher with your various Kriskys on the mound, throwing, those are a lot of 52-footers, by the way. Oh. Not a 60, okay, 60-footer, knock it down. He's dealing with pitches that were bouncing 7 and 8 feet in front of him. Absolutely beleaguered, but couldn't happen to a nicer team, Whitey.
Yeah, well, I guess their backup is Higashioka. Kyle Higashioka, isn't he the backup catcher? He was out, so Rob Brantley he's forced into duty. And if you're the catcher, there's one thing. If you're the catcher, one thing you must do. You must catch the baseball, and he had no chance. But to me, Jansen had the worst night because it was just such a devastating. This guy, Bud Krisky or what have you.
Brooks Krisky.
You know, yeah,
put some respect on it.
It's Brooksy.
Yeah, my bad. It's like, who's that guy? Wow, he threw a lot of wild pitches. That's terrible. That's not a surprise, right? I've never heard of him. But for Jansen to go through what he went through back-to-back nights, and I know we're going to talk more about that, that was much, much, much more devastating. I think Jansen's going to feel the ill effects from last night a lot longer than Bud Krisky is.
Wasn't that one of Johnny Carson's characters, the Magnificent Krisky? Is that what... No?
No, that was Kresge, wasn't it? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Krisky's a backup center on the Warriors.
Nice.
Kyle deserves to be on shaky ground.
All right. moving over to the AL West, the Tigers, Tocqueville, Texas, and now Detroit has won 7 straight.
2-1 out. Swinging a fly ball. Left field. Goodbye. Eric Haas with a no-doubter to left, number 15.
Yeah, don't sleep on the Tigers, man. They knocked off the Rangers 7-5 in Detroit. They've now won 7 in a row. They're just 4 games under 500, 9 games out of a wild card spot. But in the division, they're still chasing the first-place White Sox and the second-place Guardians. Meanwhile, in the West, it's going to take some time. It's going to be time for the Rangers to sell at the deadline, guys. Do you think the Giants make some calls to Texas and say, hey, you guys stink?
Meh, perhaps, and I love your use of Guardians. That came out very seamless, and up in 10 minutes, we'll talk about the new nickname for the Cleveland baseball team. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you just not hate it enough to where that becomes love? But I think there are other teams, Kyle, that the Giants will be looking to for pieces, but certainly Texas is in turmoil, and Detroit, don't sleep on the Tigers, Whitey. 7 in a row, they're creeping toward 500. They may not be done yet.
Yeah, I don't want to leave the Tigers without saying Akil Badu, because it's like the most awesome name, right? Akil Badu of the Tigers. I think the Giants and a lot of teams will be circling around the Rangers because we know that everybody's looking for pitching. Everybody's looking for pitching. And it figures that the Rangers have not only Kyle Gibson, who may be available, even though he's fallen off the table since the All-Star game, although he gave up a lot of hits to the Tigers, and we know the Tigers playing well, but also Ian Kennedy. Remember Ian Kennedy? So if you're the Giants, or you're looking maybe for a package deal with the Rangers, Kyle Gibson, Ian Kennedy. Is that how desperate you are right now to improve your pitching staff going forward? If you're Farhan Zaidi and Dibs, I'm not saying that you are.
No, I play him occasionally in some small theater, some off Broadway productions of Resilient. It's a musical comedy I'm writing. But there are many reports that over the next 8 days, the trading deadline is going to be a frenzy of activity. And I know that Nelson Cruz, the 41-year-old slugger, was on the move yesterday, but look for an absolute storm of moves ahead of the deadline, Kyle.
Yeah, the Rays also traded Rich Hill to the Mets this morning. So the Rays getting very active with the trade deadline a week away. And we'll be talking about that today and all next week, of course, as part of the Bonanza. Let's finish up here with the A's. The A's and Manaea manhandle the Mariners.
The windup and the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Strike three. And that is strikeout number 10 for Sean Manaea tonight. 10 strikeouts, and we're only in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Yeah, the A's needed that one with the Astros idol. Sean Manaea was excellent. 7 innings, 3 hits, a run, 3 walks, and 13 strikeouts. Ramon Laureano drove in a couple, and now Oakland has won 6 of their last 8, and they just kind of keep hanging around near the top of the AL West. They're now 2.5 back, and it feels like Oakland is close enough in the West, and we're going to see David Forst and Billy Bean take a pretty big swing at the deadline, I think.
That's hilarious. And that's a man who's an A's fan who's
Billy,
hoping
why no moves?
And praying, hey, Billy, why no moves? That's one of my favorite Brandon Tierney drops of all time. The only significant move they're going to make
Don't
is Dave Cavill moving from Vegas Hotel to Vegas Hotel.
Whoa,
you saw him, dude, you saw him doing live news hits from, you know, guys, we're working really hard with Oakland. It's the bottom of the ninth, I'll tell you that. And meanwhile, he's sipping Mai Tais at the pool. Ridiculous. They're not going to make any significant move other than, you know, well, I can't say that because I'm not working blue today. But their movement will not involve the trade deadline.
Let me just say this about that. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1. San Francisco and Odyssey Station. This segment brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises.
Great point.
Kyle Spadoni, you guys, yeah, big A's fans. Weren't the A's in on Nelson Cruz, supposedly? You know, I also heard the Padres were in on Nelson Cruz. What's that about? Something to keep an eye on. We may see some weird fits with some of these trades, as teams may acquire guys that they don't intend to keep, but rather intend to spin off before the deadline.
Yeah, the A's could certainly use him at a bat like that at DH. I could see where the Padres would need to add some power as well. They don't have a ton of that up and down their lineup, 1-9. So I could see why the Padres would want to do that. But I do think the A's are going to go add somebody. Maybe they don't make a huge splash, but I think they're going to do something to try and contend this year. They need some kind of positive PR.
Their huge splash is a pebble thrown into the Salton Sea, which is largely dry. That's how the A's make a big splash. I mean, shout out Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah, but they're not...
go to hell, Dibs.
Yeah, Eugene Levy, by the way, underrated as a
so good
multiple accident victim in that flick, but they're making no splash, Whitey.
Dr. Kornbluth?
I'm afraid that the A's next big splash will be at the Fountains of the Bellagio. That's
exactly.
You get two crides for that because you've made the joke 6 times, Coach.
Oh, boy.
The cool thing about Sean,
I don't like any of it, to be honest with you.
If by chance the A's end up in a wild card scenario, which I think if the playoffs started today, and let me check. Okay, they do not. But if they did, I think you'd be playing Tampa Bay, and you'd have an actual something approaching an ace to throw in that game. So that would be great. It's Steiny, Guru, and Dibs today. Dibs and Whitey today holding things down on 95.7 The Game. I know we got to talk about some potential giant trade moves. If I could, Dibs, real quick, with your permission, I would like to, in honor of last night in our league, which Kyle just did a crackerjack of a job on, just real quickly submitted for your approval. Not trying to overstep here. Mount League.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.